Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one who him belongs, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Praise the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection as we come together to glorify and magnify the Lord, lifting up this name, praising, glory to God, the one and only living and true God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Help us, glory to God, the more to recognize truly who all the glory and all the honor belong to, and it's only you, the only superstar, the only one that can breathe life, the only one that's the creator. God, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you, hallelujah, as we lift up your holy name. Praise your name, Jesus. As we come before you tonight, we pray, glory to God, that all that is online tonight, that we continue to keep the faith, keep looking up, keep standing on the promises of the Lord, keep holding on to his word, stay with the whole armor of God on us, being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. The glory to God, the labor is a few and the harvest is plentiful. Help us to stay tuned into what your word is saying, to obey and submit and commit into, glory to God, study and rightly devise your word of truth, knowing, glory to God, that we're at a time like never before. So much deception is out there, so much that's going on, glory to God, with manipulation and compromising. But it's a time like never before. The believers, the sleeping giant, got to wake up and take his rightful place and stay on the wall. Cry aloud, spare not, tell my people their transgression. We pray, glory to God, for encouragement, enlightenment. We pray for correction. We pray, glory to God, for stability. We pray for courage. Pray for peace and pray for joy in the believers, that it will hold fast to faith and, Lord, be that light. And God, help us to know, glory, we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. There's many voices out there, but right now we need to know like we never knew before, because you said your sheep know your voice. We got to know what your voice is so we won't be manipulated by situations, but we got to be willing to deny this flesh, crucify it so the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. So many things, glory to God, are going on in life, and some people getting caught up in their emotions and the cares of this life on this journey. This is a foreign land that we're in. He wants us to be blessed and not for those things that possess us, but we that possess them, so we can be able to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to stand fast and hold fast, to pray without ceasing, pray fervently, earnestly, pray, glory to God, with assurance that whatever we're praying for with faith, that it's going to come to pass because we believe your word and we're being obedient to it. Oh, we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Father, we give, ask you to give us the strength, glory to God, to continue to keep looking to you as the author and the finish of our faith. God, that we'll not allow the things that are going on in life to manipulate and coerce us in, glory to God, in disobedience or part-time loving or being flesh on parade, because you said the only thing that pleases you is faith. So, God, help us to know this is a time. There's no negotiation with you. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt, with no procrastination, glory to God, and no holding back on the things that you say to do it when you say it, because he is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So we got to really do things explicitly the way you say do it. So, God, we ask and glory to God for you to help us when challenges comes and things happen, glory to God, to try to take us off course. God, we got to have a hunger and a thirst for your word and get in it and, glory to God, build a relationship to it with you so much so that no matter what comes or what voice comes or what situation comes, We will not leave our post. We will not deviate off. Trials and tribulation may come, and you say, be of good cheer. You've overcome them. They will come, but help us to be like that tree that planted by the rivers of water. We will not be moved. Or you that palm tree, glory to God, when the storms come, the roots go deep, and it'll bend all the way down to the ground, but it'll pop right back up straight. God, we are thanking you and asking you, Lord, to help us. The more we get in your word, the more and more our roots will get deeper in you. But get in there, glory to God. And not allow, glory to God, the voice of reason and analyzing, glory to God, to manipulate us off course. God, even when the Sanballat spirit, even like with Nehemiah on the wall, he was determined, I'm staying on no matter what kind of spirit, try to taunt him or manipulate him or try to, glory to God, ostracize or criticize. He was determined he was going to carry out the mission and the assignment to get that, glory to God, wall built. So help us to build up the kingdom of God like never before. So, God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless these your people that know we don't be just achieving goals, but our goal is, glory out, to glorify you, to lift your name up, to witness, to be a light, to be the salt in the name of Jesus. Enable us, glory to God, to advance in the kingdom, glory to God, as we allow you to stretch us, God, and we won't be in denial and justified, glory to God, but we will be in a place, glory to God, that we will forgive. Because unforgiveness will hinder us and hinder the move of God and hinder our blessings and cause some of them to be, glory to God, delayed and some may be canceled because of the fact that we won't forgive and we won't walk in obedience and even rebellion and stubbornness outside of the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Anything we need to rebel against is this sin, this flesh, and this devil. But glory to God, submit ourselves to the Lord. And you said resist the devil and he'll flee. God, I thank you right now. We thank you for the power of healing and deliverance. As we often hear so many times on the line, which we do know, but it's just been, glory to God, impressed upon our heart more and more when we hear Mother Alexander say, glory to God, know who you are. Because if we don't know who we are, and we don't know, glory to God, him, to know who we are in him, we'll be a defeated foe. We got to know, glory to God, we're more than a conqueror in him. We got to know, glory to God, we're victorious in him. Know that we can do all things through him, but nothing without him. Know that his word says in John 15, glory to God, that we got to stay connected to the lifeline. We got to stay connected to the vine. Because any branch, glory to God, that's not in him and glory to God not doing what he say, it's going to be cast, glory to God, and glory to God into the fire. God, we thank you for the fire, the anointing that burns out things that are not like you that's in us and the fire that keeps it burning on the inside for having a desire to fulfill your will. We'll be like the five wise virgins, that we will have oil and backup and we'll be in place and in tune so when the bridegroom comes, glory, we'll be ready. But he has given us an assignment out here, glory to God, on this journey. God, it should be with joy, it should be with peace, it should be with excitement, it should be with anticipation, not grudgingly, praying, glory to God, like we're bored, praying, glory to God, as a ritual, praying, glory to God, with fervency, that no, glory to God, what we're praying for, it shall come to pass, that God is faithful to his word, and his word will not go out void. Help us, glory to God, for some people have got lackadaisians in their prayers. We're praying, glory to God, for them strongholds to come down. True enough, there's been trials and tribulation, but God didn't leave us ignorant. He told us these things will come to pass, but have faith in him. He's proven himself in the word. He's proven himself in the old patriarchs. He's proven himself in our lives. God, help us to know, glory to God, his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. I'm praying, glory to God, for the fire and the fight, glory to God, back in some that have lost it and some that need to get it and some that need to fear the Lord and some that have lost that fear. Restore and revive. Oh, God, resurrect in the name of Jesus. Too many people going through in their bodies and need a healing, need deliverance. Too many that don't know you in the party of their sin, they're sin sick. Too many that have been blinded by, glory to God, the prince of this world, glory to God, changing himself into an angel of light. But God, you say you're not half as ignorant of Satan's devices. Oh, God, so I'm praying like never before that we will pray and not only pray, glory to God, for others, but pray to keep ourselves built up. As you said in Corinth, examine yourself daily to make sure, glory to God, we're walking in faith. We got to do a self-examination sometimes. We can't be in denial and justify, glory to God, when people try to reveal, when it's been revealed to others, glory to God, things while we're working and things that we're doing, maybe doing great things, but there'll be some shortcomings someplace, and there'll be there different kinds as we grow in the Lord until he comes back. Help us to not to be repeat offenders, that we'll continue to seek out the face of the Lord. Pray one for another and be encouraging others and not always pounding and pouncing on others. That's the tool of the enemy. God, help us to be ones that would exalt and encourage and build and correct, God, but it be in a manner of meekness and love. God, I pray right now, glory to God, for those that are going through in their bodies. You are a healer and a deliverer. Cancer and sugar diabetes and heart trouble and heart failure and blood disease and arthritis and all kind of brain diseases, any kind of diseases, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for what your word has already said. By your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal, God, so we thank you for us manifesting, glory to God. Even though sometimes it may seem like nothing's happening, we're standing on your word, glory to God, because until you say otherwise, glory to God, it will never change, glory to God, in your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, glory to God, before it does, one gentle, one tittle of your word. God, we thank you, glory to God, that you just help us to have that strength and stay close to you. Our ears, glory to God, be close to your mouth, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, so that when we can walk, glory to God, in truth with the whole armor of God on. And we don't take that off, glory to God, while we're going through battles and going through different trials, just like a soldier or a military person or policemen or whatever. They may be going through a battle or glory to God, and their helmet might be here, and they, glory to God, weapons might be, we got to sharpen our tools. We got to keep it on. We need to tighten it back up, glory to God, when we go through these different trials. But, Kay, stay alert. Stay alert. Oh, so, God, I'm praying like never before. Help us, glory to God, to not, glory to God, be nitpicking and not to be coming up, glory to God, with burdensome situations that come up, and we're just all just living in the past or living or reliving, or glory to God, pain of agony of grief or whatever. You know our hearts, and you know the things we go through, and you're not so high that you can't touch me, touch down here with our infirmities and what we go through. But grief, glory to God, an enemy try to extend it, glory to God, for weeks and months and years and years and years at a time. He's a liar, because God is a healer. That makes his word not true. If we staying living over there, reliving that thing, that then we don't believe that he is a healer. He's a deliverer. Whatever we may go through, it may not be the timing that man say, because everything that everybody go through things differently, but years at a time, oh, that's not God's will for us to be going out in agony and pain and hurt and reliving through anniversaries of this, that, and the other of glory to God, and we lose sight on what God wants us to do at that day or that time. Somebody else might be life on the line for sure. Somebody might need salvation. Somebody will be distracted. Distracted by, glory to God. Ah, God, so we ask you, Lord God, to help us and believe you that you are a healer of the broken heart. You came to, glory to God, to release us and heal us and let the dream of the Lord say so. God, while we're praying and standing in the gap for others, even when the soldier's out there, whatever, he can't even be concerned, glory to God, but what's going on back home? What's going on here that he's fighting, glory to God, a war to be able to accomplish, glory to God, a mission and assignment? More so we are too, but you are our comforter through the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, you are our lead, you are our guide. You know everything before it even happens. Help us to trust you that you'll give us peace that pass all understanding in the midst of it all. God, we pray for the prayer warriors all across the globe. We pray for those that are interceding, those that are standing the gap, those that are praying, glory to God, with assurance that you're going to bless, and they're keeping clean hands, and they're trying to live holy, trying to live right. Bless them, God. Bless our preachers and teachers and whatever they are, God. And those, glory to God, that need to be restored back to the faith, that are backsliders or in the middle of trying to just play between two worlds, which they can't. God, help them to know, glory, you are not pleased, and you need for us to be on one accord. We come against the house that's divided, the kingdom that's divided, the homes that are divided, as the man of God has been saying over and over, and we know it too, that except God build a house, those that labor in vain, even building in a marriage, building in a going out ministry, building in a family, building in a business, building in whatever, we're to stop and pray and seek your face and let you build. Do, glory to God, what you require of us to continue to stand in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for those that are hurting right now, those that are even in Ukraine, those that are in this United States, those that are all around the globe that got different various things on the wars, glory to God, of different things, wars on our our streets, glory to God, with bloodshed, glory to God, with our children, glory to God, and others are murdering each other and shooting kids and all this with guns and glory to God, and gangs, and glory to God, different voices are talking to them and things that they are hearing on the internet, things seen on TV, some, glory to God, with generational curses, others being abused and accused or ostracized or criticized, or glory to God, got things going on, they're being raped and incest in homes, other ones, glory to God, not being fed properly, other ones are just being beat down spiritually and naturally and physically. God, we are praying, glory to God, for even some of these people that are saying they are supposed to be parents and all they are, glory to God, is just had a baby. And the other ones, glory to God, they don't want them, but they don't want nobody else to have them and abuse them and kill them. God, reveal and intervene, all glory to God, with all these voices that are there. God, help us to pray. We can't afford to be caught up with just fighting one another when we ought to be fighting the enemy. God, we pray, God, for deliverance. We're praying for an awareness. We're praying for those, glory to God, that is the accuser and the abuser and, glory to God, the corporate and, glory to God, the one that is the predator. God, deliver, deliver, deliver. Take out of hearts of stone, put in the heart of flesh. God, some of those go out and be snatched up and go to jail if they have to go that direction. Glory to God, for the saved lives or deliverance, for them to get their deliverance. So be it. God, you'll beat us wherever we are. God, I pray like never before. Touch our children's mind. Deliver them from disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness and, glory to God, things that they are hurting and going through and hurting others. God, we are praying against, glory to God, the gangbanging and human trafficking and those, glory to God, that are caught up, glory to God, and not losing their identity because of drugs and alcohol, and then other ones just testing the ground, and just other ones have just been manipulated or been taken advantage of. Those yokes are just destroying yokes, glory to God, from the enemy. But your power can destroy if we stand in prayer and deliver. More and more coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, not only the young people, but older ones too as well. We pray against that bullying spirit, and not only just bullying with our young people. We got bullying on our jobs. Some got the audacity to be bullying in the church for manipulation and control. The devil is a liar. Even some in the pulpit, the devil is a liar, but the blood of Jesus, God, you will reveal it. And some have been doing some things for a long time and thinking they're not going to get caught because it done got good to them, but you're going to uncover. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you. God, we ask you to help us while we're praying and interceding, as you're revealing things to us. Help us to make sure our hands are clean. Make sure that we have the mind of Christ. And we're praying, glory to God, that, glory to God, we will not think so highly of ourselves than we ought to. Esteem others more highly than ourselves. Bear one another's burdens. God, we just pray, glory to God, that we will be that eagle to fly. We're not going to be chickens or buzzards or, glory to God, or crows with that kind of attitude, or either being a goat because you didn't call, you call sheep, not goats. God, help us to take it on these personalities, glory to God, that are transferring and, glory to God, and causing condemnation and different things. God, help us, God, to have the mind of Christ. Let the Spirit of God be manifested in our lives when people see us, that we'll really be the light of Christ and not flickering on and off, but we'll have, glory to God, that personality, the character of Christ. Lord, we just love you today. We appreciate you. We need your help. Anybody in denial and justifying by we don't need God just because they've been saved for 10 years, 50 years, or whatever, or 60 years, all glory to that enemy. Don't care nothing about no age. He don't care nothing about no title. All he want to know is a door I can get in and cause you to slip up so I can drive this vehicle. All glory to God. When he get in and we don't bind and loose and keep up prayer for life and keep a spirit of repentance, we'll be out there like a ship without a sail, thinking we're going in one direction and come to find out the control of the wheel is not, glory to God, us. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Let you, glory to God, be our anchor and that we stand on what your word said. Let you lead us by the Holy Spirit. We just need you today, God. We refuse to be compromising in the name of Jesus and afraid. Fear tactics cancel out, glory to God, the spirit of faith. But we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. So when fear comes, we can bind and loosen, curse and cancel, and recognize it and put it to flight. Lord, we just bless you to help us respect one another. Most of all, keep communication lines open with you, one another, and glory, honor you and honor those, glory to God, praise you and give honor where honor is due. We pray for our leaders that are standing on the wall and doing what they know they need to do the best they can. Some may be weak. Some may be going through. Some may need the finances. Some may need, glory to God, just some strength or some more helpers in the vineyard. God, you know what they are. We ask you to send the help, God, whatever capacity. If we're available for whatever service, God, help us to be in line with and in compliance with what you're saying. We just need you today. We pray for these prayer warriors, these faithful people that come on so faithful, glory to God, every week. We thank God for Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Brother Black. We pray for Pastor Prophet Bird. We pray, glory to God for, oh, my God, I can't get it together to even remember all the ones that will be so faithful on the line, on these ones are regular. Pray for Pastor Bird behind the scenes, that Burton that be praying behind the scenes. We pray, glory to God, even for whatever that's going on with Sister Brenda. We pray for Mother McCormick, God's faithful woman that comes on, and be praying these other ones that pray behind the scenes, even the ones that come on to hear, God, we pray, glory to God. We pray for Sister Noel, whatever's going on, glory to God. We pray for her body is lining up with your word. We pray, glory to God, for others that come in, glory to God, just to encourage and to pray behind the scenes, even though they may not be specifically assigned, glory to God, as the warriors that you assigned for this mission and this assignment. Even for myself, I pray, God, help us to keep the mind of Christ and stay encouraged and build each other up and lift each other up in the name of Jesus. We bless you. And, God, I pray that you're blessing their homes, blessing whatever. I pray, glory, out of special prayer for Mother Willette's son, glory to God. He was in my spirit this morning. Glory to God, in the bathroom, we pray, glory to God, about 5 o'clock or whatever. I pray, God, that you will bless him wherever he is. We bind up the forces of evil that will sway him and try to manipulate him and keep him, glory to God, from fulfilling his destiny and what God called him to be. But, devil, you are liar. Even though it slipped and I didn't get to call her, God, thank you for bringing it back to remembrance even after we prayed earlier today. But I bless you, glory to God, that you will not allow the enemy, glory to God, to allow his flesh, glory to God, to set him up in a stage, glory to God, that he will miss out what you have for him. I pray, glory to God, that he remember what his mom as a minister of the gospel and how she's been nurturing him and still encouraging him with others for him to stand and let go and let God, that he's tampering with or touching that shouldn't be, God, you're a revealer, but I'm praying, glory, snatch him out of the hand of whatever this other trick is the enemy has, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. But we bless you for him as we pray for all of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grands, and glory to God, pray for their minds, pray for the situations and circumstances that the enemies try to manipulate them in their weakness or things he try to pull them back when they're disappointed or hurt or, glory to God, and cause them, glory to God, to sway from the things of God. We pray, glory to God, that you will touch and minister and move, whether they're near or far. You know where they are, no matter if they're overseas. Glory to God, nothing is missing that you don't, that goes on that you don't know anything about. And God, we just got to trust you. When we can't trace you, we got to trust you. In the name of Jesus. So God, we just thank you, glory to God, that you continue to bless and minister and move, hallelujah, in such a way that nobody can get any glory. Those that are going through, glory to God, in their bodies with cancer, those that are going through, we believe in God, that to dry it up, everything got about the name of Jesus. We pray for these kidneys and pray for the restoring of the kidneys or for them to transfer in, glory to God, will not be no complication. We pray for the heart. We pray, glory to God, for these bones and praying for cartilages. We pray, glory to God, for eyes and cataracts coming off and praying, glory to God, vision, glory to God, to increase and clear. Praying for mind to come against dementia, come against, glory to God, the forces of evil that would try to screw our vision in the natural and also in the spiritual. Awakening ears to come open, even unstoppable naturally and spiritually in the name of Jesus. Open our mouth that we will speak. Come against respiratory problems, situation coming with asthma or sinuses and infections and all kind of other stuff, all kind of diseases, glory to God, with growth and stuff coming up, glory to God, unexpected stuff doctors can't even name. The devil is a liar. The blood, you did this at Calvary. It's the thief that keep coming in trying to steal from us, trying to set us back, trying to keep us going out where we won't be focused on him and what we are doing, especially the things of the people that are trying to live, save and live, holding and tearing down his kingdom. But God, help us to keep the faith. We got to keep pressing in. And we keep pressing in, after a while, glory to God, the joy of the Lord will continue to be our strength, and we will be able to do it with ease. But standing, glory to God, knowing that we are assured that you are a real God, and you already gave us all the armor that we need to have on, and the weapons. Give us wisdom not to walk in fear, because sometimes we can get overwhelming, but it's the same God yesterday, and we get in your presence and come before you. You'll give us that strength and courage and raise us up, glory to God, to still go through. Where though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rod and that staff cover me. Thank you that you are our shepherd. Oh, God, we got to enter in at the straight gate. We cannot be manipulating and glory to God, picking the tulips. It's time now, like never before. Anchor. I love you. I pray, God, we pray one for another, encourage one another, and build each other up. And those where we are weak at, God, help us, Lord, not to be talking and sending messages out to help the devil, but God, help us to tear down the walls. Even when it's stuff to disappoint us or glory to God and hurt us, God, you told us to pray. intercede. Oh, God, our prayers make a difference. That's why the enemy wants us divided. But, God, I thank you, Lord, for faithful prayer warriors that are going to pray, stand on your word, glory to God, with faith and not fear, and see the manifestation of your power. God, we thank you today. And we pray, God, to continue to bless as we pray, glory to God, for this anniversary, 6 years, that you are blessing, that all the ones that you would have to speak, even if you got to plug in ones that, glory to God, didn't fulfill, glory to God, that obligation at that time, you got to plan everything. Nothing happens unexpected. Pray, glory to God, for Alicia and Archie and glory to Brian and Carmelita and all prayers for all of my sisters and brothers, glory to God, with their husbands and wives and sisters, I mean children, and in-laws, outlaws, glory to God, praying, glory to God, for their children. Praying, glory to God, and even for their endeavors and for their work at ethics and for, glory to God, protecting them and giving them promotions and blessing them, glory to God, to be a representative on their jobs. We pray for our children in school. We pray for them at home. We pray for them, glory to God, against the voices on the internet, whatever it is. It's so much, even the television, even in our neighborhood. Oh, God, even some of you just got to be delivered of some children, glory to God, in their own home when they're not one of the ones. They may be the ones that's walking in respect, and their parents might be doing this opposite. God bless, deliver, to be focused, to do what you called me to do. There may be some extra time that was given out tonight, but God, prayer is always in order. Help us, God, to never get to the point that we are trying to be in competition and that we don't compare ourselves with nobody else in the word or in prayer. But whatever assignment and whatever the anointing flow, however it flow, let it flow. But God, help us to stay in our position and on our post for whatever time we're to pray, we're to preach, we're to teach, we're to reach, wherever we're going. Help us to be led by your spirit. The spirit of the Lord will quicken our spirits and what we're to do and how far to go, what to embrace and what not to embrace. So we give all these cares and concerns to you, and we bind up to Satan and all his little cohorts and every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, or untimely death, sickness, disease, whatever it may be. We cancel his assignment right now and loosen from it, bind up, glory to God, the works of the enemy, and loose, God, our Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We call our joy back in, our peace, glory to God, and assurance of glory to God, the hand of God to move. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Praise the holy name of God. I glorify you. You bless, glory to God, your people in whatever capacity you desire. We thank you. Oh, my goodness. Please, I'm on a different system tonight. I'm praying, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and have Mother Alexander to start praying so I can be able to thing to move so that way I can scroll down to the, and hopefully I won't have to change computers. But in the meantime, I'll open your line, Mother, and let you pray, and hallelujah. Then I'm going to satisfy the others.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you this morning for waking us up in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Because only you wake us up in the morning, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for mercy and grace in our lives. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. Because you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. You are the God that keep us, Lord. There is no other. We give you all the praise, Heavenly Father, and we give you all the glory. Because without you, Lord, we have none. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace in our lives. Thank you, Father God, for being so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, for it's only you keep them, Lord. And we ask you continue to keep our heads around them, Heavenly Father. We thank you for watching over our grands and great-grands, Lord God. Because, Lord, no one can take care of them but you. You are the way, the truth, and the light. And so we continue to stand before you, Lord. Calling on your name, Lord God, and standing in the gap for families, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters, those who know and those who don't know. We still stand in the gap praying for them, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord God. Father, you see all that goes on here in this earth. Nothing is too new for you, Father God. You know everything before it even happened. But remember your word said, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us that authority, Lord God, giving us that power, giving us that dominion that we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours through the storm. We know your promises stand forever, Lord God. We know there is no failure in you, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for us all, Heavenly Father, for making a way out of no way, Lord Jesus, because only you can do it, Lord. And your promises tell us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we're standing in the gap for brothers and sisters that are going through trials, Lord God. We come against the foul spirit that brings sickness to the body, Lord God. Diseases to the mind, Lord God, that they're thinking of things that your promises didn't tell them to think about, these things that is not good for them. Oh, God, wake them up. Let them see who they really are, that what you say is pray. Pray and take that authority to bind and loose things here on earth, because your word never fails us. Your word stands. Oh, God, strengthen their mind, Lord. Strengthen them to know who they really are and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory no matter what the enemy come against them with. Don't never give up. Know that God is a God that hears us. And regardless of what's going on in this earth, he is a deliverer. He is a provider, and he is the healer. And, Lord, thank you for taking away that pestilence of land, Lord God, killing off COVID out the land in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, let your people stand against this foul spirit, Lord God, because you did not give us that spirit of fear to run them and dodging and hiding from one another. But you give us a spirit to stand boldly in the name of Jesus. You give us all the weapon that we're able to stand against these things. Help us, Lord God, to remember that you is a God that will deliver your children. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you for putting shelter over our heads, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we thank you so much, because we know if it's not been for you, where would we be? We would be lost in this dark shadow land. But we know that you gave us authority because you tell us, Lord, we are the light. So we know we have the authority and the dominion to stand boldly and proclaim the victory. Help us to know that we are the light of this world and that we are the children of the living God. If we stand on his promises, live toward every word you tell us, because what he tells us to do, we can. If we've been obedient, we can do it. We got to believe him by faith, and no matter what we see, believe God. Believe God that he can do it. Believe that he will never forsake you. Believe that you, he said in his word, be courageous. You can be courageous. Believe him, because he'll never fail you, never forsake you. His word never fail. We just got to stand boldly and believe it, knowing that without him we be lost. There's nothing in this world more important than the word of God. Help us, Lord God, to fight the good fight of faith and binding up the works of the enemy, like the pastor just talked about. That foul spirit, those deceiving spirits that come against your mind, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose the mind of sisters and brothers out there, Lord. Remember that you have gave us a sound mind. And Lord God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life. Thank you, Lord, for renewing our sons and daughter mind, Lord God. Because sometimes, Lord Jesus, some of them feel that they is overburdened, but Lord, wake them up. Remind them who they really are, Lord God, that they have the authority and the dominion to stand regardless of what this world throw against them. Hold on to the promises of the living God, because there is no other God but him, and he will never forsake you. He will never leave you. His word stand. Oh, Father God, we thank you for how you're taking care of all things, Lord, because your word tells us. Well, we're going to be afraid and running. War and rumor is going to come. But we got to remember, we got to stand praying. Praying for our brothers and sisters over in that country. Praying and let the enemy know you will not destroy them. Oh, Lord, pray that they will call out to you, knowing that they have sisters and brothers and prayer line that is praying for them. Touch their mind, Lord. Bring them back to remember that crying out to you, Lord God, is more powerful than what's going on. Because war is something you already told us in your word. There will be war and rumors of war. But we got to hold on to your word, and no matter what it look like, still pray. And help us to walk in that agape of love for one another, Lord. Don't make nothing stop that love. Oh, God, touch the mind of your people, Lord God, that they remember who they are. And don't give the enemy no place in their life, because all he come to do is already, you already told us, kill, destroy, and steal. And that's what he's doing. But thanks be to God that he gave us children the power to stand against these foul spirits. Aches and pain that he brought to the body. Lord, we binding up these foul spirit of aches that all of a sudden rise up on the body. We bind it up and we command it to loose and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For it's in the name of Jesus you gave us that authority, Lord. You said in your word, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. And whatever we loose and hurt is loose in heaven. So we command that foul spirit that come against the body, Lord, with pain, to loose it in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, kidney disease, heart disease, liver disease, we command that foul spirit to loose the brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, your promises say above all, you want us to be in good health. And, Lord, we believe. We believe, Heavenly Father, everything you said, we believe, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for who you really are, Lord God. We pray for the prisoners today, Lord God. Lord, you touch the mind, Lord God. Because sometimes there's innocent one in the prison. But we know you know who is who and who isn't. And so we ask you for mercy for them, Lord God. And Father God, we pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. We pray for President. President them, Lord God, that going through trials, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to renew their mind and strengthen them, Lord God. Because age have nothing to do with a strong mind. Strengthen them, Lord God, that they will make right choices above anything else. Make right choices. Because, Lord, you will tell us, Lord. Pray for those that is in authority, because they need our prayers. And Lord, you see your pastors, Lord. Your pastors, Lord. I'm talking about the pastor of the world, men pastor. Your pastor, the pastor of God, said, these are my pastors. He sent them. He called them to be pastor. Strengthen them that they will stand boldly, Lord God. Just stand in the gap, Lord God, and say what they need to be said in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to love you and we just want to praise you and we want to give you glory, Lord God. Continue to keep the prayer line strong, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for Mother McCormick. I tell him, get connected to that vine. If you're not connected to the vine, you will fall for anything. And Lord God, thank you, Lord, for giving our debt. To let the people know you got to stay connected. I don't care what goes on. You stay connected to the vine, because only Jesus gave us the authority to stand. He was the one who paid the price for us. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. There's nothing stopping us from standing boldly and proclaim the victory in Christ. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the head of the prayer line, Father God. We ask you to continue to keep us strong. Let us continue to be bold soldiers, Lord God. To say what you need to be said in the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to strengthen your prophet, Lord. Your prophet, Father God, continue to strengthen her. And she say what you give her to say in the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue for all our brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Hopefully we get more brothers on the prayer line in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. We love you and we praise you and you alone, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Brother Minister Black, praise God, to go ahead and pray now. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Minister Black? Okay, I had his line open. Let me double back and check and see again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Okay. Trying to see what happens because his line is open. Okay, then. Let's see, Mother Willette out here, so. Oh, we got three people on the line. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, regular prayer warriors are not there, but. All righty. I'll open another line for. We're going to ask Sister Rachel, go ahead and pray. I didn't see Pastor Bird or either Mother McCormick right now. And I don't know what happened to Brother Black's line, why it's not opening right now. But in the meantime, why he hasn't come on right now, but in the meantime, Sister Rachel, you go ahead and pray. Can anybody hear me? Maybe you can't hear me.
Is that my line, Sister?
Yeah, I thought I had your line open for you to. Okay. All right, go ahead then.
Okay, you said Sister Rachel's line was like mine, so that's.
Yeah,
what I was
thought
wondering.
From what I'm looking at the number and whatever. Y'all number's a little when you're doing the cell phone, it's almost the same, but changes a little bit on the end. So okay then, that's who I wanted next with you anyway. And then Minister Black, but I don't know what's going on with his line. All right, God bless you.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done this day. And Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, for your people on this afternoon. We ask you, Lord God, to touch men's and women's everywhere because we just realize, God, there's so much is happening in this world today, but we know that you is a God that sits high and see and know all things. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard and Mother Alexander that have already prayed. We just thank God for those women of God. And, God, we just touch and agree with them in the name of Jesus and all the rest that become behind me in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that the word of God tell us, for where two or three are touching and agree in the name, there I am in the midst of thee. So, God, we know there's more than two and three on this line of tonight that we'll be able to tear down the walls of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus because we know, God, that there's power in the name of Jesus. So we speak and we declare complete healing and delivery in people's lives right now as people go forward, and as they go forward in their walk of life, God, that you, Lord, will intervene in their life, and you would open doors and make ways for them, God, and you would change things, and you would set the captive free, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord, because we know that your word also said in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we know that you already sent the word forth, God, and we know that the word of God already said, Mother Alexander already told us that you could bind and you can bind and loose. And right now we bind every spirit, everything that's not like God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we just thank God for all that you have took us through, Lord God. We know, God, that you are changing things, even though when it don't even look like things is being changed. We know, God, in the midst of the situation, you are changing things. As we continue to stay connected to the vine, and we know, God, down in the root of the tree, you know, there's something going on down in that tree. And we know, God, there's something going down in us that you are stirring up in our life that we don't even realize that's being done. And anybody else that's going through trials and tribulations. So we don't understand a lot of things, God, that's going on, but we know, God, that you are working out to situation and people's lives as we continue to pray for in the name of Jesus. So we just pray right now, Lord God, for mankind all over the world. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for people, Lord God, that's sick in their body. And we know that we already hear our sister pray for all these sick people, different ones that's going through different situations in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through some stress on tonight. There may be somebody just stressed and feel like they just can't go any further. But let them realize, God, that you is that God is able to work out those situations. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing. We'll reap if we faint not. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that people will realize that it is you that we have to come back to the word. We got to come back and we got to give it to you, Lord, and we got to get into that word and stay connected to that word and let you iron some things out in our life that we can't do it. We can't do it ourselves. We just have to have that faith, and we have to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, God, we thank you tonight. We pray right now, Lord God, for the leaders of the world right now, Lord God, for those that's in high places, Lord God, those that's in authority, Lord God. We pray for them right now, God, that you will touch them, Lord God, and let them realize, God, there is a God for them, too, that they can't fix things. They got to come to you. They got to come to you and ask you to help them in these situations. Because, God, you are right there waiting on people to come to you. You got your arms wide open because you already told each and every one of us in this whole entire world. You done told everybody that in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, you already told us to come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You said, take thy yoke upon me and learn of me, for me, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy in my brother's life. So you already told us all of this stuff in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to take heed to what the word say. Help us to listen. Help us to listen and not just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of what the word of God is saying. So, God, we pray, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for people the people homeless, those that don't have no home to go to, those that's out in the cold. We pray for those people, Lord God. We pray for those that's been abused. There's a lot of people being abused in so many different areas and so many different ways. We pray for them. We pray for the youth. We pray for the young people, Lord God. So many different young people. We even ask you to go into the home with the hospital where the babies is, Lord God, where people have just had babies and they're sick in their body. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch these little babies right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for families everywhere, Lord God. So many families, so many different ones, God, is struggling, going through different things, Lord God. But we know you are able, Lord God. And, God, we just pray for the nation as a whole, God, that you, Lord God, will intervene for your people, Lord God, that you will touch right now, God, and you will have your way in all of life. And because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us to go through. It's the word of God that's going to take us through and change us. And we know, God, that you sent your word to heal us, God, and help us to take that word and use it and abide in that word and let that word abide in us. We pray, Lord God, for the government, Lord God, for different things that's going on in the government today, God. Oh, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move on these different situations in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ right now, Lord God. Help us to come together. Help us to love one another. Help us to do and help one another as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be brothers and sisters and to live the life and to not just let this chain be broken, that we will keep this chain together, that we will hold hands and don't let the hands be turned loose, that the chain be broken, that because the enemy will try to get into it. So, God, help us to stay strong and stay firm and stay and stand still and look to you, Lord God, and let you work out these situations that's going on in the world, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that's sick in their bodies right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch them. We pray, Lord, those that's going through pain. There's so many that's going through some kind of pain of another, God. We ask you, God, to do it for them, God. You said with your stripes that 2,000 years ago with your stripes, that we are already healed, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to just touch and touch them and believe, God, that you are moving in the midst right now as they speak it, as they declare the situation and things that they are going through, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just want to call on you tonight, Lord. We just want to just look to you, Lord God. We just want to come boldly to you, Lord, because you told us to let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we just want to come boldly and just call on your name, Lord, because we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they're safe. And so, God, we know there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for the name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. So we praise you tonight, Lord. We lift you up. And we know, God, it is you, Lord, that have made us, and no, it was not ourselves. So we thank you for that, God. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on those that are going through a situation, Lord God, with suicide, that feel like nobody cares for them, feel like nobody want to have anything to do with them, God. We pray, Lord God, to let them know, God, that you love them, Father. Let them realize, God, that you love each and every one of us. You said in your word, you sent your son in the world. God, you said for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, let people realize, Lord God, that you love them. No matter what, you still love them, but you just don't love the sin that they do in the name of Jesus, but you love them. So, God, we pray for those situations. We pray that you'll touch them all. We pray for those, God, that's going through are depressed, Lord God. We pray for the those that don't have a job. We pray, Lord God, for married couples right now, Lord God, different situations that might be going on in married couples. We ask you to touch them. We ask you to bring them together, Lord God. Help them to have that real love. Help them to have the love that they had when they first got married. Help them not let it die. Keep that flame in the name of Jesus. Help them to take out some time, Lord God. I know they have to work, and they got to do this and that, but help them to take some time to be with one another and take a date night sometime and do things together sometime and just put other things on hold and just spend time with one another in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for these couples, Lord, because the enemy don't care. He tries to get, if he can get a little hold somewhere, he got you. He done got your husband. He done got your wife. So, God, we just pray, Lord God, for these married couples that they would keep their eyes open for one another in the name of Jesus. We ask you to work it out, Lord. We put it in your hands on tonight because it's you, Lord, that can turn things around. It's you that can fix these situations. We can't do it, but we cast all those cares on you because we know you care for them in the name of Jesus. So we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God. We pray for faith on tonight, God. We pray, Lord God, for the obedient spirit on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for our others. We pray for Christian leaders. We pray, Lord God, for forgiveness on tonight, God. We pray, Lord God, for the giving spirit, Lord God. We pray for everyone, everybody, Lord God, any time, in any place people may be, God. Lord God, we pray for those that might be walking around and when they get ready to go different places, when they leave their homes. Oh, God, we pray that you will give them that mind to look around when they get around in the car, that they will look behind themselves or look around themselves so that nothing won't be around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them realize, God, that the enemy don't care. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So, God, we pray, Lord God, that people be alert that's around them when they go places in the name of Jesus. Even when they're in the different places and stores. And when people come up, maybe somebody might come up against them and bump them. And they may bump them and they may, like, take something from them. In some kind of way. We just don't never know. There's so many tricks of the enemy out here now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray, Lord, for people that we talk to. We want to talk to people, and we want to be friendly to people. But we have to have that discerning of the spirit to know these different things as we out and about in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just ask you, Lord God, to just help us to be alert of our surroundings and wherever we go, wherever we may be, and whenever we driving down the highways, and help us to be alert of all these situations in the name of Jesus. God, keep us, Lord God. Look on your people right now, Lord. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that you knows what we need. And as we wake up in the morning, God, help us, Lord God, to just give you the glory and give you the praise for just waking us up to a brand new day that we never seen before. Because if somebody didn't get that chance, if somebody didn't get a chance to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But God, help us to always remember to go to the throne, go to you, and just give you the glory and give you the praise for another brand new day, or for some clean water that we have to drink and some clean water that we can bathe in the name of Jesus. Because somebody don't have that stuff in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, and we just want to honor you. We just want to appreciate you, and we just ask you to continue, Lord God, to look down on the world as a whole. Look down on yet still this COVID, Lord God. We still binding this situation up in the name of Jesus. We still plead the blood of Jesus on it, that it's already gone, that it's already gone. We speak it and we declare it, that it's already gone right now in the name of Jesus, that it won't come back in the name of Jesus, that it's already dried up to the very root right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we give glory and honor to you for all that you is and all that you're doing. We pray for all the prayer warriors all over the line, all over the world, everywhere. Keep them all, God, as they go through, as they stand in the gap for other ones, God. Help them, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to stand and to be able to say the things that you have put in our mouth to say. God, we pray for Pastor Hubbard, that you'll continue to bless her. Keep her, Lord God, as she continue to stand strong and be what you will have her to be in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord, Prophet Bird, we ask you, Lord, we thank God for having a prophet on this line. God, we ask you to continue to bless her. Keep her too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And also our mother, Edizana, we thank God for, in the name of Jesus, God, to always remind us that we got to know who we are in Christ. Wherever we go, wherever we might be, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Help us to always know who we are in Jesus Christ. And also, Lord God, Sister Willette, we pray for her. God, continue to bless her in a mighty way, God. And look down on Pastor Stems, Lord God. We ask you to keep her, Lord God, as she go through the things she go through, Lord God. And God, and look on Brother Black. We pray for him right now in the name of Jesus. Be with him and take him through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for anyone else that I have missed on tonight. And we ask you to look on Rachel, Lord, right now, Lord. Touch her body. Touch her back. What she was saying, her back was hurting, and she said it went down her knee, down her leg. So, God, we pray for her right now that you'll bless her, that you'll let her be encouraged, and let her know, God, that you're right there. You're working it out. And, God, that she just hold on. She might give up, but don't. She might get tired, but help her not to give up, that you are right there beside her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise God. We're going to try again and see if Brother Black is on. Brother Black, Minister Black. Okay, we're going to give place to Minister, Sister Rachel to pray. And then we're going to go ahead and take prayer requests. Praise God. Our prophet is not here tonight, and also Mother Willette, I don't know if they got other engagements or what. But so we're going to not hold up anything, just let the flow of the anointing keep flowing. Praise God. Sister Rachel,
Father,
you there?
God, I thank you. Lord, come thanking you and praising you in spite of God, because you are God all by yourself, Lord. You keep showing us and proving yourself to us every day, Lord Jesus. God, all I can do is tell you, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this radio station, God. I thank you for Pastor BJ, Lord. Lord, I thank you for every one of the sisters and brothers that go and pray, God, standing in the gap, God. Lord, I thank you for them, God. Lord, I give you the praise for it, God, because, God, without you, we can do nothing, Lord. Lord, we look into the hills, 121 Psalms. We look into the hills, which cometh thy help. All our help coming from the Lord. Oh, glory to God. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth us won't slumber nor sleep either. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I'm so glad to know who you are personally, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. God, I just want to tell you thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Lord, I got my eyes stretched out towards you, my heart. God, what is it that you want me to do, Lord? I'll do it, God. I won't be slow for God. I'll do what you say do, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We come praising you, God. Look at the word, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know you said they would come, Lord. But, Lord, spare the people, God. Lord, the innocent one, Lord. Tell angels all about them, God. In the name of Jesus, we come loosing and we come binding. We bind up everything that's not like Jesus. Every sickness, yes. Every disease, because your hanging was not in vain. Oh, Father, you said in Isaiah 53, you bore the infirmity for our sicknesses and diseases. Lord, you meant what you said, and you said what you meant, God. You said your word will not return back to you, Lord. Lord, I believe every word that you say, Jesus. I saw in the word where it says, whose report are we going to believe? Lord, we believe your report on every situation, Lord. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I know you're going to do it, God. I ain't got no doubt, Father. You're going to turn things around, Lord. You are able to heal the sickness, Lord. The kidney disease, Lord. The back disease, God. The knees disease, God. The eyes disease, Lord. Every sickness there is, God. You are able, Lord. Heart disease, Lord. Mind regulator, God. Because that somebody might be on the urge of wanting to commit suicide. We bind that suicidal demon up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the dry place from which it came in the name of Jesus. Satan, you quit trespassing on God's property. Take your 30, 50 hands up off in God's children. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. All of us, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, everything that's not like my Father, everything, go to the root, Jesus, by the hospital, God, go to the root of the people's situation, Lord, oh, God, I know you're able, Lord, go by the prison camp, God, oh, Jesus, go by the schoolhouse, God, Lord, go, because you're a great big God. You see it all, Jesus. Go in and make it straight where it's crooked, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing with that COVID, God. We see it ceasing, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory goes to you. All the praises go to you, Jesus. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for what you're doing, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we can learn to praise you for the little things. You said you'd do greater things. You said we could do greater works, Lord. I believe what you say, Lord. In your word, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to pray, God. Oh, God, I thank you for every opportunity that you let me be able to open my mouth, Lord, because I realize it could be the other way around, Lord. God, I'm thankful, Lord Jesus. I'm so grateful, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad that my daughter gets on the, she said, Mom, it's time for blood. Hallelujah. She looks forward to hearing the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. She may not say anything. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to God. Our souls are being blessed, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. We come loosening and binding. How about she? I agree with every one of my sisters that has prayed tonight. Oh, God, I agree with everyone that's all coming on to pray, God. Lord, I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. I touch and agree because God said we're two and three are gathered together in his midst. He can be she in the midst. On one accord. Yeah, God, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said he would move. No doubt. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless each and everyone home, God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever their needs are, God, supply it, Jesus. In your name, Father. We thank you now for doing it, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank God for the power of prayer tonight. And Sister Rachel, as you were praying, I kept hearing, glory to God, that as you open your mouth to pray and deny yourself, God's healing your body. So continue, glory to God, to stretch out and pray without ceasing. Father, this prayer says, Heavenly Father, I ask that you help us to always be mindful of our actions towards the people around us. In a world where so many men and women and children are oppressed on a daily basis, Father, may we be different to those who take delight in oppressing others. Let me read this again, make sure I'm reading this right. So many men and women and children are oppressed on a daily basis. Father, may I be different to those, yes, to those that delight in the oppression of others. Our desire is to be at peace with everyone in our lives. And it is only with your help, oh Lord, that we can achieve this. Our desire, Father, is that we be an example of your love, the people of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Help us to have that light and that salt in our lives, glory to God, that cause people's lives to change and want to, glory to God, come to know who our Savior and our Lord and deliverance. For them to know, glory, that they don't have to live hopeless or helpless, that there is power in prayer. And so after we come to know him, that we'll stay connected to the lifeline, the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take prayer requests. Glory to God for those that may situations or circumstances going on in their lives or standing in proxy for others. Bless the Lord. And Father, we do pray for Mother Willette, Pastor Bird. Glory to God. Brother Black, praise the Lord, even though his line, it's coming on as the phone number here, but he's not being able to open the line. The line is open for him. He's not coming on, but we know, glory to God, you know all things in every situation. So we're just praying that, that you will bless him as well as the other my sisters, glory to God, and whatever their endeavors or whatever they're going on in their lives right now. And if they're on assignment, bless them too in that, in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today and we glorify you as we dedicate this ministry even more every time we come on to you, and that your will be done and healing and deliverance will take place. And thank you for the praise reports that come forth. Pray for Mother Elsa, God, and her family, and the testimonies that are coming have came forth, glory to God, for her children or grands or whatever. God, we are just praying that you continue to bless and keep her body and keep her healed and whole in the name of Jesus. God, we hear, glory to God, all these different things that are going on on the news and different things that are happening, glory to God, around the world. We know you see all, you know all. We pray, glory to God, even for the crisis that we are hearing about, people being murdered and shot and killed, and glory to God, the police are out trying to do their jobs and being shot at, or glory to God, being killed on the highway, even tonight in the state of Philadelphia. They were just out there just trying to help somebody on the highway, and here come a drunk driver killing both of the troopers, glory to God, and a child. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the enemy is so busy about stealing lives, and glory to God, and the things that are going on overseas. We know, glory to God, that You still got a hand in everything that go on. The enemy can't go further than what you allow him. But even the report that I was hearing something earlier today, that even things are not going as well as the tyrant of Putin desires, the power of prayer and the mercy of God, that even over to God in the midst of this happening, even some of his people trying to get out of that country. They are not pleased with the things he's doing, and he wants to lock them up and fine them $5,000, whatever kind of thousands of dollars or whatever he's trying to do. But God, help us to keep just standing on the word of God and keep praying, because just because what some look like, you're working behind the scenes. And every bit of progress, God, even in our own lives, in our own country, even though it looks like nothing is happening, the prayers that we're praying, it could be on a worse magnitude of all the murder and the crimes that we hear and the gun laws and the things that are going on with the drug trafficking and stuff going on with the human trafficking, things that are going on, glory to God, with all of the evil forces of the devil that's twisting people's minds and the falling away. God, in the midst of it all, if it wasn't for the power of prayer, it will be so much worse, because the enemy will have some more horrific things, and he will be really loose over to God to run rapid. But God, help us to not get tired and overwhelmed and caught up. Cast the cares back every day so that way we won't get burdened down and we won't get overwhelmed. That's why you say, look to the hills, cast the cares, seek you, submit to you, because you don't want us wearing these burdens. The burden is light and yoke is easy. Yours is, and that's what you want it for us as we cast them to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our president that's supposed to be going over the seas. God, in the name of Jesus, for his protection, we pray for our brother blood cover and pray against any incidents, accidents, anything, or any traps or snares. Pray for NATO over there. Pray for whatever decisions that they have to be making that'll be wise in God, that they'll be able to let the Holy Spirit go over to God through wise counsel, be in the midst from the Spirit as well as in the natural and professional. We pray for those people go over to God with that 747 over in China, that Boeing plane, glory to God, that went down in China with 123 people, as they said today, glory to God, for no reason. They don't know what the reason is, but God, lives that are being lost, glory to God, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver in all these different families and different ones and friends and whoever else, God, that have been touched by so much grief all around the world, in the storms, in the fires, in the flooding, in the tornadoes, in the mudslides, in tsunamis, all kind of stuff, the plane crashes, the killing, the murdering. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, the time that we're in, but we're in the world, but not of the world, but we still can have joy and peace, and we have to give it back to you and keep trusting you. Accept God, build the house, those that labor in vain. We got to stay in prayer. We got to stay in faith. We got to stay submitted. And when our burdens get heavy, give them back to you. Cast them back to you. Pray one for another. God, that we gain our strength from you and with one another. God, we just pray for the new judge, glory to God, black judge, glory to God, that Jackson, God, we just pray, God, that you will bless it even in all of the stuff that she has to go to. Thank God for you turning some things around, even though it may be seeming slow in some areas, but thank God for progress no matter what. Help us to not keep looking back, but looking forward. In the name of Jesus, pray for those that are in those severe thunderstorms, glory to God, and tornadoes that over there in Texas and running up and down across the country, glory to God, and the one that even came up against the school. I don't know whether any children or anyone was hurt, glory to God, in that. But, God, we just pray, glory to God, for that tornado over there. And we pray, glory to God, just all the different storms, different things. Pray for us. Pray, God, the elements that are out there, that we pray for your protection. We pray even in the midst of all of this stuff with the respiratory, with this pollen and stuff like this coming up and causing complications with people that didn't have it before, and then some that had it didn't have it on that degree or whatever it is, God. But we're praying for blood. So we pray for us as believers that you will heal and deliver us even the more through the power of prayer, believing that you've already did some things. That the opposition that come against us is the Satan, that we bind him and loose him from his assignment and send him back to the dry places from which he came. God, we pray for a blood covering, shield us in the name of these unexpected little things that come against us. In the name of Jesus, we know that all power is in your hands, and we trust you to bring us through and bring us out as we pray one for another. Help us put a watch over our mouth, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, so we can be here clearly, precisely. Thank you for bringing my brother on clearly, that he may be able to pray as well while we get ready to take our prayer request. We bless you again, my brother, as we pray and believe in all this well. In Jesus' name, We'll give you the floor, and then we're going to take prayer requests. Brother Black, go ahead. I thought you were, Brother Black, are you there? I know I heard him in the background. But anyway, we'll just go ahead and take prayer requests. We're not going to delay any longer. So any of the ones that have any prayer requests, praise the Lord. We thank God already for touching and blessing, delivering Sister Rachel's body and back. Thank God for mother of her auntie praying, standing in the gap for her earlier. And we believe in that God's move. And moving. And I have all, I think I have all the lines open. Let me double check. But if there is any, no, I got two more. Any prayer requests, we want to go ahead and take those now.
I have a prayer request. This is Barbara.
All right, praise God.
My coworker asked for a prayer for her nephew and her mother. Her nephew was given something that put him in ICU. They don't know what it is or what kind of drugs he was given or something. But he's in ICU with kidney failure. And her mother is in the hospital. And they have, his name is Fabian Johnson. Her mother's name is Elizabeth
Johnson.
Fabian. You
said Davian?
Fabian.
Fabian. Okay,
Johnson.
Fabian.
And his her mother's name is Elizabeth Johnson. And both of them were in the hospital for different reasons. But he was concerned about the young man because they don't know what he was given. And also for my grandson, Joshua Manning, his court date is coming up Monday for his hearing. And we're just believing God will release this innocent young man from, he's been there for 2 years without bond or anything. And I'm just praying that this court date, when it comes up, he will be released.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray for that one in just a moment. Is there another request while we're taking this request? Don't hang up. Or we're going to
hang
up. Sister Barbara, we're going to pray.
I have a prayer request. My name is Wilhelmina, and I'm requesting prayer for my husband. He has been doing good, and for some reason today he just experienced one of his falling attacks. So I'm just want prayer for him. And also my brother, his divorce was finalized, and I'm just praying that God will help him and to have a closer walk with God, and also that everything that his ex-wife took out of the house, that by the help of the Lord, that he will be able to replace them.
Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, I'll take the first prayer, Mother Alexander. You take Sister Wilhelmina prayer request.
Wilhelmina prayer request. I didn't get who she was
for her husband's falling attack. He's been falling. He's been doing okay. And then she said brother.
What's his name?
She said, what's his name?
My husband's name is John, and my brother's name is George.
And your brother?
Is George.
George, okay.
George.
And George is...
Thank you.
What is wrong?
George,
said,
for a closer walk with God and to replace the thing his ex-wife took.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the one that divorced. All right. Mm-hmm. And her husband, what did she say? What's wrong with him?
He's been having a falling attack, been falling.
Oh, he's been losing his balance. Okay.
Yes. That's good. Lose balance.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
If you want to... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray for Sister Barbara, and then you'll pray for her. Father, in Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Lord God, as we come in your presence today. Well, Sister Barbara, you heard her request, glory to God, for a friend and then her for her body, Elizabeth, and for her healing and deliverance. We know already what you did at Calvary. We know what the word says, but we come against the thief, but come against her body and come against her son's body, glory to God, for kidney failure. We know nothing's too hard for you. You can turn this whole thing around. You can cause that kidney to function again, or you can give him a new one. But God, we believe in you for a miracle. Whatever has transpired, whether it was a medication or something else he took or something got in his system, whatever, a bacteria, however, Lord, we put it on the altar and believe you for a miracle. In the midst, we speak life to him in the name of Jesus. We come against any fears. We pray, glory to God, it won't be no comas. We pray, glory to God, everything in that body be regulated in the name of Jesus. Bind up any infection. We pray, glory to God, for your power of your word when it went out that it would bring forth healing. We pray, glory to God, for the mother of Elizabeth, for both of them being in the house. We know it's a trick of the devil. We speak against a deaf demon right now. We bind it up, take authority over it, and we speak life. We pray, God, that you would touch her body, heal her, and encourage her. God, we pray, glory to God, that you will bless in a special way and strengthen and encourage in the name of Jesus. We pray for the grandson, God, that a court case is coming up. I've been as innocent as she says, glory to God, and then no court date, no nothing. Well, we know what the trick of the enemy is, glory to God, especially with our young black men or either any of our black men or whatever. It can be to anybody, but we know there's a target out there, but the devil is alive. We're praying this time with all the prayers already gone forth in time past. We're praying and touching the green. It is time, and this court date would have favor that she will get parole or get his name cleared. God, nothing's too hard for you, no matter how long. I pray, God, while he's in there, that God will change in his heart and his mind in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy wanted to do, destroy his destiny, will not come to pass. So, God, we are praying that you rectify this thing and turn it back around. Put a judge, glory to God, in place or a lawyer that, glory to God, they're really concerned and they'll really have an open ear to hear the case and not just push it as another number and just, glory to God, just overlook the circumstances and situation. We pray, glory to God, for Barbara, that you encourage her heart, that she, glory to God, lift the burden off of her heart and cast it back unto the Lord. All the cares and concern, glory to God, she had for her loved ones and different ones and even for friends and even just for her daily walk. I pray for her strength. God, you said in your word, cast all your cares upon me because you care for. You say, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you a rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. Your word, glory to God, your word, you said you're meek and lowly, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. God, so I'm praying that her strength will be encouraged in you, that she will release and let go, because only thing we can do is pray and trust you, and that's power in itself, and trusting that she'll have her armor on and check it and make sure that worrying is not in there for wavering anyway, so that way we can stand in faith and know, glory to God, regardless of how long it's been, regardless of what's going on now, and seem like some things are bombarded. God, I got to give every piece, everything to you, so I won't allow the enemy, glory to God, to have me overwhelmed, so I can sleep and rest and rise up glorifying you in spite of the situation. Give her, glory to God, to continue to speak to these mountains, these situations and circumstances. Keep her body healed and whole too as well. God, help her to find every promise in the word, glory to God, to build herself up in a most holy faith. In the name of Jesus, Lord, glory to God. So I pray and I release off of her. In the name of Jesus, bind up Satan and all his little cords and every setup, trap, plot, scheme. All, glory to God, be eradicated and go back to the dry places from whence it came. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we bring Wilhelmina, husband, before you, John. And Lord, you said whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. Most of all, first, Lord, we want you to strengthen Wilhelmina, that she know that she have authority to bind this false spirit that come against her husband. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over his body. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch the body of John, Lord God. Give him back his balance. Let him continue to stand, Lord God, little by little, Lord God, by faith in you. He will be able to continue to stand strong. And, Lord God, touch his wife, Wilhelmina, that she will stand faithful, Lord God, no matter what she see. Stand on the word of God, because the enemy have no authority in his body, no authority over John. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to touch George, Lord God, that he seek you more and more, Lord God, that he come to know who you really are, Lord God. And, Father God, regardless what went down with this divorce, Lord God, let him seek you to know that nothing is too hard for you to do. You can fix everything, but he needs to seek you more. And, Lord God, we ask you right now, Father God, to continue to touch his mind, Lord God, that this thing will not let him be give up and be tired and get sick about this situation. Let him remember, Lord God, that you give him a sound mind, a mind to think no matter what, continue to get that love going, and continue to remember that Jesus is Lord. And regardless what goes on with this divorce, keep his mind seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord, because the Lord will bring this thing out. And continue to bless his sister, Lord God, because she's very concerned about him. Bless her with the strength that she can stand faithful no matter what the enemy come up with. Stand faithful in the gap as she's doing. In Jesus' name we ask this of you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Lord, did we miss anybody else that needed prayer before we close?
No, I need prayer. My grandson got a very bad accident at home. This is older.
You say your son did what now?
My grandson got a very bad accident at home.
My Lord.
He had just joined the university, but I don't know. And myself, all my shoulders have pain. I can't lift up my hands. I don't know.
You said, is this the one that went to the going to the college?
Yeah, he just joined the university. Then got a very bad accident.
Oh, my Lord. Is he in the hospital or home?
Yeah, he's in the hospital. He's in the hospital.
Ma'am?
He's in the hospital.
In the hospital? Did
yeah.
they say what's wrong with, he broke some bones, Mother?
Yes. The head.
My
the
God.
Head.
It hurt his head, too?
And myself, all my shoulders, I can't lift them up. They're so painful. I can't lift my hands up.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
Mother McCormick, and I'll join with you in prayer with her. Will you pray for Mother Ulcer and so forth? As she's in her grandson is a very bad accident. The one that we're praying for that was in the college, he was going through some things, and it sounds like his he got broken bones, and sound like he said something about his head. And also the pain that's in her shoulder.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now to look on Elsa, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch her body right now, Lord. Touch her shoulder right now, Lord God, or her hands or whatever it may be, God. You know all about it, God. You made her, and you know more about her, God, than she know about herself, Lord God. But, God, she comes to you, God, and she's asking you, Lord God, to help her with the pain that maybe ringing into her shoulder or in her hands. God, we ask you to send for complete healing right now because we know, God, that you said 2,000 years ago with your stripes that she's already healed, God. So we claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus, and we bind up the enemy that's trying to keep her from going forth in her healing power, knowing, God, that you are already worked this situation out. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would give her strength. Strengthen her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And move on her, God, and work out the situation in her life right now, Lord, the things that she may be going through in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for her grandson too, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that you, God, would look on him where he have got in an accident, Lord God. Oh, Father, we know that you know all about the situation. God, we ask you to touch his body, Lord God. We pray, God, that you'll touch those bones if he broke in the bones, God. We know you're able, Lord God, to knit those bones back together, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you know all about the bones too, God. You made them too, Father. And we just put it all in your hands, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that the Bible said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It might try to form, but it won't prosper. And so, God, we're just going to believe you, God, that it's already going to be worked out, that he's going to feel better, that those bones, whatever it might be, that he's going to come out all right, God, in the name of Jesus. because we know, God, that the word of God also said in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange things happen unto you. So help us not to think it strange, but we know God is right there beside both of you in the name of Jesus. And he will keep you. He will protect you, even though you may be going through it. But he will protect you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just believe you, God, as we touch and agree with her, as we pray and believe you and bind up the enemy right now, that it's already worked out in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our brothers have anything to say? If he's back again?
Oh, no. I just thank God just for being on this prayer line. I had a long day. I fell asleep around 4:30, and I said, okay, I'm going to get up at 7. And I got up. I got up just like, almost 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, wow, but I don't have this alarm clock. and that's really been messing me up. First it was asleep, now it's the alarm clock. Oh, Lord, but I thank God I'm underlined. I thank God for these doing great things in all of our lives, regardless. Amen. He's sending all of us to another level. A big faith, bigger. I mean, he's enlarging our territory, and we're believing bigger. We're believing greater. You know, I mean, we're believing the unbelievable. We're stretching out our faith in the Lord. I don't care what the situation is. We're going to stand in it, and God will hasten to perform his word as long as we keep pressing and believing and standing on his word. Don't give up. I hear somebody say, don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon ship. Don't go overboard, Mother Willette. I heard somebody say, stand, baby, stand no matter what, and know who you are in Christ Jesus, Mother Alexander, and amen, amen, amen. We will have great results because of his mercy. Amen, and love you all.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. With all of that, we thank God for the encouragement and thank God for what he's already said. We thank God we already had prayer and covered you already in the prayers, as well as our mother, Pastor Burton, and our Pastor Sims, and glory to God. And for those that didn't want to make tonight, thank God for all of those that are on the line tonight. We're going to pray, glory to God, that God bless and continue to keep and encourage you all on
never praise before.
Oh, okay, then. We'll take that praise before I make the announcement. Go ahead.
You remember we had Jesse Hill on the prayer list? He was in a coma. He's out.
Who was now?
The Lord Jesse Hill.
Well, praise God.
He was in a coma, and the doctor said
thank
he
you,
was
Lord.
A dead man. He's living, and he's awake, and he's talking.
My
wow.
God. God is
God
awesome.
Is
let's give him praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word and prayer and standing in the gap and glorifying your name that you prove yourself and you have the last say so. We pray continued life and strength and encouragement to him, that he'll be a testimony and draw nigh to the Lord like he never have before. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh.
Praise,
thank you,
praise
Lord.
Hope.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I meant to tell you that my Rachel's brother, which is her sister-in-law, and my nephew, he sent me a picture today of his wife that was in the hospital that had the surgery. That had a stroke. I think, what was it, Rachel? Was it a stroke she had?
She had a stroke.
He sent me a picture of her today, and she looked so good. She was sitting up. And she was drinking something out of a straw. And she looked so good. And I just thank God that he had sent me that picture so I could see her. So we just pray that she'll continue to get better. And she's doing good. She's doing better than what she were. And so we just ask y'all to continue to, you know, pray for her. the more.
What's her name again?
She'll be able to. Her name was Barbara McCormick.
And you say that's your nephew? I mean, your niece?
Yes, my niece. It's Rachel,
okay.
Sister-in-law. Yeah.
Okay, now I remember. Okay. Yeah. Lord bless.
Yeah. And also pray for Teresa because she wants to get on the prayer line again. But I know she probably wasn't going to get on today because she went on the dialysis. But she wants to get back on and she has a problem with her phone. She says she can't get on it and she don't know what they want to charge it. She don't know what else.
Did you talk to her when I was telling you about going to her company to find out about whether it was something in the network and whatever like this? Because remember I told you, Rachel had said something about her situation. I was telling you about Alicia. They wanted to charge her like a penny or two or three pennies or something like that.
My daughter.
Yeah, because you keep talking about they charging her. Huh?
Mm-hmm. They're starting to charge now. My daughter has to pay $20 extra for me and her phone so we can get on.
And so each company might be different. So, like with Alicia on it, was a couple of pennies a minute, and then what's the other girl named Carrie? She was saying that she can't get online now and whatever like this right here. But I've offered to her, like we've done before when the calls drop, I said I'll open up my cell phone and let you be able to hear like that and be on. But, you know, everybody got to make the choices for themselves. So if there's ever a time that is a difficulty that night getting on, like we've done before with you and another sister from New Hope and I'm done with Brother Black and did with, a couple other people before. Just bridge the call and whatever. But you got to be willing to how much you want it. So in the meantime, check. Just check and tell her to check with the service and whatever like, and find out about it. If not, then maybe try if she got a house phone or another phone and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also pray for keep Pori in prayer because she got to this new school and now she's running track. So she's going to run track. She I don't know when she's going to run that we can go and see her, but right now they're rehearsing. You know they practicing. So keep in prayer that she'll do good at that. That's something she wanted to do.
Well, that is wonderful, Brother Black. You take that one real quick, and then we're gonna make this announcement. Praise God about just reminding us about the 6-year anniversary. So go ahead and pray for Corey, and we're just giving praise for Sister Rachel's sister-in-law, and thanking God. I'll pray for Teresa about the phone, and pray for little Corey. You can do that for tonight. The Lord bless, and she didn't get to pray.
Okay. Father, Lord, we're just happy, Lord, to just bring petitions before you again. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We celebrate you each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, God, because you are Lord. You are worthy of the praise, God. We appreciate the praise reports, God, the great things that you've done. You bring joy to our hearts, God, to see the woman of God in the picture, God, sitting up, drinking from a straw after having a stroke, just chilling. God, we bless your name. And we know that because of your grace, God, because of your grace is so sufficient for all of us, God, this healing power in the midst, God. You said you wish above all that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. I know she's thinking and meditating on you, even though she maybe or might can't read the word or handle the book at this time, God. But her heart and mind is stayed on you, and you said you will keep her in perfect peace. God, we glorify you. We thank you for a testimony after all of this, God. This is going to be a testament all the days of her life, of what the things, great things that you have done, God. We just thank you, Lord, for support, God. Lord, how you started track. I start smiling and laughing. My little baby, that's my baby girl. Because there's two women of God who went to college and got scholarships from high school, and they went to college 4 years for track. And I see Sapori getting a four-year scholarship. So I call those things which be not as though they were. I stand on it, and God, I ask you to bless it from this point on. It's her heart's desire. She loves you, God, and you said that you would take care of all your saints and give all your remnant their heart's desire, God. But, Lord, that she can have a testimony about your goodness, your greatness, and begin to speak to all the nations about what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, and God, I lift up Teresa, God. Lord, that I speak to the phone in the name of Jesus. Lord, the natural does not override the supernatural, but the supernatural override the natural. Yes, things happen. Equipments break down and things happen in life. But I'm speaking the truth right now. The truth is the kingdom of God, and it always consumes the natural realm. And Father God, I just speak phone. Act right. Phone, line up according to the word of God. If there's anything, Lord, that's preventing that phone to work and things cannot happen, make a way, Father God, for her that she'll find, she'll get another phone and that'll be free. Or Lord, the phone will start working immediately in the name of Jesus by faith. God, I plead the blood over any demonic spirit, command you to loose your hold in all areas of the life in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, one more thing. I curse that foul spirit that Ulsa is dealing with and her grandson, and over her life and the surrounding of her area and family. God, I speak a testimony and good report that comes out of their mouth with fire, the words that you place in your mouth, their mouth, God. Lord, because what the enemy meant for evil, you turned it around and blessed them, and it's now it's for their good and your glory. So we command you to loose your hold. We bind you up and cast you back to the pits of hell. Now we loose the angel protection of God. We loose the angels of God wherever they go, wherever the soles of their feet tread, and Holy Ghost, lead them and guide them. And Lord, sharpen their discernment so they'll know what's going on. And when you speak to them, Lord, they'll be humbled enough to listen before these things happen, God, because you're speaking. Yes, we can't get closer to you and not hear you. Things got to drop off our lives, but we must be willing and obedient to obey you and hear you, God, so that you can continue doing your mighty work in all of our lives. Bless the entire prayer line, one by one, name by name. God, fill us all up with your joy, unspeakable joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise God. One request after that. Praise the Lord. Mother, Pastor Sims, bless the Lord for her son that had to have that surgery. She was saying how serious that was and even his condition. We pray right now, glory to God, if that might be one of the reasons why she's out, or either if it's going on right about now, we speak life to that young man. We speak, glory to God, regardless of how dangerous it might be for his condition, glory to God, of getting his hip surgery. God, we are praying, God, you touch and you deliver, you heal. We speak life. We pray for another chance, an opportunity to draw nigh to you and let go of the things of the past, the things going on. But we speak to this body that align up with God's word. We pray against any infection. We pray, glory to God, against any other challenges that might be with his, any other parts of his organs, anything else. God, you are a healer and a deliverer. We thank God for the power of prayer. So, God, we are praying that you raise him up and help him not to forget that it was you in the midst, glory to God, of this situation, how delicate it may be. Give the doctors wisdom, glory to God, their hands, the anesthesia, all the ones we pray, glory to God, to be no side effects. God, we pray right now that you bless this young man. Pray for the mother, Father, who's tugging on her heart concerning her sons. And thank you that the other son, Gloria Sturgeon, went wonderfully well. Give him wisdom, as she says, after he starts feeling better and doing better, that he don't overtax his body because he likes to, that might be the one that bodybuild or whatever it is, God, in the condition that already caused it from that. Give wisdom to that one. But this one, God, in the midst of whatever's going on with her sons, you know, and even the relationship, God, we're praying for a change. Thank you already for the manifestation already coming forth. But, God, we're praying true enough. Forgetting the things that are of the past, and then they'll come forward and allow glory, God, to cleanse their hearts and draw closer to you and draw closer to their mom. But I pray, glory to God, another opportunity, glory to God, for you to show yourself strong in the earth. You said, by your stripes we will heal. We're praying and believing, God, as we stand in the gap for those that can't stand for themselves, that you'll work miracles in Jesus' name. So we cast all those cares back to you. Bind up every transferring spirit, every spirit of reoccurrence, everything that the enemy tried to plot, plan, and come up against us as we stand in the gap for others. Covers our homes, covers our bodies, covers, glory to God, the job, glory to God, the things that concern us, and even also the appointments that you've given us, that we will stand in, glory to God, faith that, God, that you got all power in your hand and you will work things out for the good. And, God, that nothing's too hard for you, that, God, at your appointed time, help us to be patient, to wait on you, and to be encouraged while we're waiting, but still be about the Father's business. So we thank you and we give you glory as we cast these cares back and call the joy and the peace back in. Strength and courage. The announcement is, glory to God, of course, we've been announcing on the fourth Sunday of the fourth week of April. This is our sixth anniversary celebration as we are standing, glory to God, in prayer still to get my confirmation with the leaders that are supposed to be standing. I don't know what this is by a slowness of the answers coming in for certain ones about the speakers, but nevertheless, it's the 24th through the 30th. This is a little twist. We're starting on Sunday because the way it ends. Normally, that's not a problem. It's just the way this time that it came up for me in my spirit and stuff like this to do the anniversary. So it starts Sunday, and that Monday, that next Sunday goes over into May. So there's not a definite that we'll not have that date filled either because God put something on my heart, but we're still just waiting to get the other confirmations. And so keep that in prayer. I will be calling upon you all for those prayers and scriptures and so forth and whatever like this for those nights. But nevertheless, then, and the fourth Sunday, right now I believe that it's going to be yours truly on fourth Sunday. So in the meantime, we'll just pray and continue to lift one another up and continue to pray one for another and for those things that we have on the altar and the things that are going on in our universe, going on in our nation and across the world, and just continue to believe God by faith. We're in the world but not of the world, and he is the greater one on the inside who will protect and shield us. Let us be walking in the straight and narrow path in the name of Jesus, and let God guide us. And just keep casting the cares, because the more and more we let it pound, the more and more the enemy is going to depress, oppress, suppress us, and take us out of the place of victory in Christ Jesus. That's why we got to keep releasing, and so that way we won't get caught up in fear and depression and whatever else, and let God's will be done. So help us, God, to continue to stay focused. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Thank God for the power of prayer tonight and how God worked things for the good for us. Somebody came in last just now, so we're getting ready to close. The last person that came online, do you have a prayer request or all is well?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
it's Jamie Haney. I'm calling to ask you to please pray for my daughter. Her name is Carmen. Glenn, her job is kind of on the line at state, and pray for me. I'm starting to feel like I want to hurt all back over. I went back to the doctor the other day and found out I got a rotated cuff now from the fall I had. You know, my arm broke in two places, my elbow, now I got the rotated cuff. So please ask God to heal me.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Brother Black, you want to take that one?
Yeah.
No, did he just say? Okay. Sister Janie. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you said, what was going on with Karma? What did you say was happening with her?
Her job is at stake. Her job, they got downsizing, and she's been working there 14 years. And I don't know if she's not sure if she's in the midst or not, but we're praying that she is not. Praise God.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
praying that she'll be. She got 4 more years before she can retire. So please ask God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Father God, I just pray. I just lift up Janie right now, God. Lord, we're going to stop this right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is Janie a Christian?
Yes.
Oh, we don't have to worry about it. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Many are the afflictions of the evil one, but God, of the righteous, God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord came that we might have life and that more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we block every avenue, every assignment, all hindrances, plot, plans, and schemes against the remnant of God, against the woman of God, against our sister Janie, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you turn it around for our good and your glory. God, you know she needs a God. Lord, she needs a job for means of support. God, whatever that needs to be done, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she's counted in the number, God. I plead the blood of the enemy, satanic and transferring spirits. Loose your hold, your foul spirit. You're a liar, and you are a thing of the past. This assignment has been dismissed, Lord, from off of Janie and all the Christian families' lives, Lord, concerning that job and that concerning that building, in the name of Jesus. Oh, she's not under the curse of the law. She's a seed of Abraham, and she has a right to the promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of good things that you have already fulfilled in her life. In the promise, Lord, of eternal life, God. Hallelujah. The promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I call it done. I rejoice in advance in the name of Jesus, and she does not have to fret. So I speak joy in her heart. I speak that she keeps speaking scriptures of life, of worship, of a done deal, in which God has already completed in her life. She will move up the ladder and not down. She won't lose her job. She'll get something, a better position, as a matter of fact. And God, and I pray, Lord, these circumstances that keep going on, that's a lie from the pit of hell. And I rebuke every demonic stronghold, every satanic and demonic attack, in the name of Jesus, all out launch attacks from the pits of hell, darkness all around, Lord, the perimeter or wherever she goes, or in the house, around the house, in the mighty name of Jesus, these things should not be so. Lord, and I speak that she's a woman of faith. And being that she's a woman of faith, she's going to speak faith-filled words over every situation that she's going through. We speak healing of the bones, even the marrow, Lord, to build up, to build the blood in the system, God, that the bones be double-knitted. God, strengthened, Lord. Strengthened, Lord. Exceptionally well, God. And these assignments be dismissed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every weapon, evil ones, we bind you spirits up and cast you back to the pits of hell from which you belong. Now we lose healing virtue, God. We lose the peace of mind from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, spirit, soul, and body. We lose the angel protection, Lord, to fend off all evil ones in the name of Jesus, all their cohorts. Hallelujah. We thank you for surrounding them, God. We thank you for your fire, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the peace in their minds, God. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. And bones, we speak to you now, heal in the name of Jesus. Every single bone, until there's not a trace that anybody can say it was ever broken. Hallelujah. The lumbar spine, the lower spine in the back, the surgical spine, the upper spine in the back, the neck, the wrists, ankles, knees, elbows, in the mighty name of Jesus, hips, be made whole. Ha. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak that the anointing, Lord, rest on every bone in your body, every bone. God, and reverse that curse, and we thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
This is our promise that you spoke
you,
a word in Psalms 107 and 20. You spoke a word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. We stand under God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank
Praise
you.
Praise God. Come in agreement.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Bless
Keep
the Lord.
Speaking the word.
When I come against it in tormenting spirit for you to be able to get the rest and sleep, not have insomnia, that the Lord bless through all that he's already spoken word, that God bless and bind up the torment from the pain, that God give you that release that you can sleep and rise
yes.
up, glory to God, still standing and speaking what his word says. And if you can remember anything that he has said in the scriptures, you can look those up and just look up the healing scriptures and pray. But Father, we do thank you for tonight. Thank you for all that you've done and how you work all things for the good in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the prayers and the prayers of the righteous and those that have heard their prayers, requests, and believe by faith that has been answered in the one glory to God that we believe in God for, in the name of Jesus, on the line and off the line. So, God, we pray that the word continue to be spread as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Speak blessings, healing, wholeness, blessing, good night, sleep, rest all throughout the week, praying for promotion, praying for glory, healing, praying for deliverance, praying for peace, praying for touching homes and marriages and families and God, some supernatural things that draw us closer to you, and revelation knowledge being unfold. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, and sweet rest and sleep. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you all glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, shalom.
Yes.
You have a great God. You
have
a good night. We glorify the Lord. Amen. Good night. Good night.
Bless God.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.